This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Joe, Portland, Oregon. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Say, I've been trying to take the Bible seriously these days, and along the way there seems to be a lot of criticism I'm hearing, particularly on how the Bible is a bunch of stories. And one in particular has been bothering me recently is how the epic tale of Gilgamesh parallels Noah and the Flood. And I was wondering if I could get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the Epic of Gilgamesh is a Babylonian account of the Flood. It's a corrupted account. It reminds us, though, that the reality of the Flood is impregnated on the collective consciousness of virtually every major civilization. Not only that, but with all its failings, the Epic of Gilgamesh is yet a significant archaeological treasure, because it is wholly plausible to presume that the significant similarities between Genesis and Gilgamesh are best explained by a common inheritance. In other words, both accounts derive from the actual event. So there was a flood, and both the Bible and the epic record the flood. And as the descendants of Noah drifted far apart and away from God, there must have been a long parade of human corruptions and polytheistic incrustations on the original and actual event, which is what you find when you start reading flood accounts in general. And then I would say this, it's crucial to note that the existence of corrupted flood accounts actually serve to underscore the reality of a real McCoy. And that is precisely what the Genesis account affords. It's written as history, and it corresponds to reality. So if you look at the cube-shaped ark that is supposed by the Babylonian epic, you find it's not seaworthy. Conversely, if you look at Noah's Ark, it turns out to be completely seaworthy, the kind of ship that is ideally suited for a great flood. So again, there's a lot more that could be said, but while people use this as a means of making fun of the Bible or spoofing the Bible, the sport is short-lived once you start looking at the facts.
Okay, thank you very much, Hank.
Hey, you got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.